Workers for the town of Sackville will be trying something a little different this summer, working a compressed work week of just 4 days, but with longer hours for those days. CAO Jamie Burke says the new scheduling system will run for 3 months from June through August and then be evaluated as a longer-term option for the town's workforce. One of the inspirations for the experiment is a small municipality in Nova Scotia, which was one of the first in Canada to try a compressed work week. Barry Carroll is the CAO of the municipality of the District of Guysborough on the southeastern tip of mainland Nova Scotia.
It evolved out of COVID, really, because we probably wouldn't be at it today only for COVID. So kind of a good news story coming out of COVID for us.
At the outset of the pandemic, Guysborough had split their workforce of about 60 into two teams and alternated days on site with working from home. The flexibility was popular, as was the ability to keep in operations during COVID.
And the idea just came up, and one day, honestly, I was listening to, the Prime Minister doing one of his briefings, and he mentioned the four-day work week as well, and we said, look, maybe this is something that we can try on a pilot basis. So I think it was in mid-June of 2020, we instituted a nine-month pilot for a compressed work week, subsequent to that, I think it was in March 2021, Council signed off that we would implement it full-time, so that's kind of how we got going.
The Guysborough system kept the two-team system they had established at the outset of the pandemic, but this time working compressed work weeks of 4 days, one from Monday to Thursday and the other from Tuesday to Friday.
You know, it is a compressed work week, so everybody is working the same number of hours. If you work a 35-hour work week, now you're actually probably working closer to 36 in the way that the days break out. But we do include, half an hour for lunch for people on site within that period of time. So if you're working a 40-hour work week, you work four 10-hour days, essentially.
Carroll says the compressed work week has been successful in Guysborough, with people noticeably happier.
Honestly, there's a bounce in people's step every day of the week. They're as excited about it as, you know, when we first implemented it 2 years ago, they were excited, and they're just as excited today. Our sick leave is way down, and, our days are way down on the stats. I forget the percentage, but it's more than 50% that it's down. And people, they have time to, book a dentist appointment on the day they're off, or take the car to the garage, or do whatever they need to do. And of course, for our younger employees, that have daycares and, to think about and all that sort of stuff, is a bit of a break for them to get to spend more time with their families. And yeah, so it's been a win-win. So in the workplace, I find that people are still, they're very excited about it today, and they work hard when they're here, and they enjoyed their time off. So it's really a big win-win for us.
Putting a bounce in people's step is exactly what Jamie Burke is hoping to accomplish in Sackville. Burke says the idea for the compressed week actually started with some town workers who had heard of what was happening in Guysborough.
A couple of employees had come to me and wanted to make sure I was aware of that program. And then secondly, I guess, particularly after, say, the Christmas break, it became apparent to me that morale within the workforce was down a little bit. And, I don't know if that's a combination of the winter blues, kind of, the post-Christmas anxiety. Certainly the pandemic has had a lot to do with it, I'm sure. But we're also going through a restructuring, so I know that's on employees' minds as well. So I think it's a combination of things that makes you kind of realize that you need to do something. You need to do something to show employees and invest in employees that they're important, and that, you as the leader of the organization and appreciates the work that they do. So that's really what inspired the initiative.
The compressed work week was one of three initiatives to make for a happier town workforce. Council recently approved a new benefit that gives town workers up to $300 back each year on wellness-related expenses like gym memberships, yoga classes, or personal fitness equipment. The third new policy allows for employees to bring their dogs to work.
It's not an all dogs on in the office type thing. It's a there's a calendar, and it's one dog in the office at a time. It's been working very well. And, you know, obviously that can't apply to all employees because we can't permit them in town owned vehicles or in public areas of the building. But it's working out very well, and if nothing else, it's made the workplace a little more fun.
Much of the chatter about the 4-day work week in the media and online has to do with actually reducing hours of work. But the Guysborough and now Sackville versions of the concept keep classic work hours. Inside workers will stick with their 35-hour work week and work slightly longer days. That will in turn allow Town Hall to be open an hour longer each day for public service, a benefit that Guysborough also experienced. Starting on May 30th, Sackville Town Hall will be open 8 to 5 p.m. from Monday to Thursday, going back to the regular 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. hours on Fridays. That will last until the pilot is scheduled to end on September 2nd. When it comes to outdoor workers, there's a 40-hour work week that needs to be crammed into 4 days.
You know, our public works will, staff will be starting at 6:30 in the morning and finishing at 5. So it's a long day, daylight hours. They get out to kind of beat the heat first thing in the morning. And, you know, it kind of reduces the setup teardown time for jobs because you're, again, your day is extended. So we like that. But again, we will talk to employees as we go through this, and we'll talk to employees at the end of this to determine whether or not it's we can do it again, or it can be expanded, enhanced, tweaked, etc.
Burke says he and the management team consulted with staff before going ahead with the pilot, and that included consulting the workers' union, QP Local 1188, which just signed a new contract earlier this year.
We settled the negotiations, but at the same time, the union was aware that we were going to be looking at the compressed work week. So we settled the contract. Then we did an MOU, a memorandum of understanding, with the union specifically on the pilot project for the compressed work week.
The final clincher for staff acceptance of the compressed work week pilot, it's not mandatory.
So there's really no pressure on employees to participate. But certainly if you look at the success of the Guysborough project, you know, almost their entire workforce has opted in, which is my understanding wasn't the case originally. So in our situation, we have a handful of employees who have indicated they would prefer to opt out, even at least initially, and that's okay. We're fully supportive of that, given the way the schedule has been designed. We're very confident that there shouldn't be any hiccups over the summer.
It's not clear what will happen in September as the pilot winds down. Burke is less confident that such a program can work through snow clearing season, but he's open to possibilities. As it stands now, on September 3rd, staff will return to their current 5-day-a-week schedule. But for the summer months at least, those who opted in will enjoy alternating 4-day weekends, all without taking a single day off. Like his counterpart in Guysborough, Burke sees a win-win.
So increased accessibility, no additional cost to the employer, and additional time off for the employee to spend with family and friends. So that's ultimately what we were trying to achieve, and thankfully the way the schedule has worked, we've been able to do that.